It's time for Stories from the Road with Baruch on WBKM.org.
I made it to Vermont. I spent a day in New York State with my friends, with the five dogs, and surrounded by cornfields and cows. And then I drove to Vermont, and I'm settling in here. It's nice to be back. Beautiful, sunny day. The animals are happy to be in this place we're landing in. It's good. It's the equinox. We have just turned the wheel to the point where the days will now start to become longer than the nights, heading into summer.
Day begin like any other, another sunrise in the east. It will reach across and touch you like a lover. It will tease you from a dream. And opening your eyes, you will surrender to the light that fills the room. And the hope that you've carried since September, you will offer up to June. Maybe we'll be certain, you can take it as a vow. Winter's just the curtain, spring will take the bow. Looking out your window, you will wonder at the blooming in the yard. And every opening flower will be a mirror of the quickening in your heart. And maybe we'll be certain you can take it as a vow. Winter's just the curtain, but spring will take the bow. Another sunrise in the east. It will reach across and touch you like a lover. It will tease you from a dream you won't remember. Maybe we'll be certain you can take it as a vow. Winter's just the curtain, and spring will take the bow. Winter's just the curtain, but spring will take the bow. Thank you.
When last I talked about my journey west 4 years ago, I think that was a couple of weeks ago, I remember telling you about the bird sanctuary in Manitoba. From there, we headed to Alberta through Saskatchewan, continuing to stay at parks, but we went to Alberta, where I have friends in Edmonton. Driving across the prairie in Canada is quite amazing, and you get to this point where, you know, it's pretty flat, and you think it's flat anyway. But when I was visiting Edmonton, we went out from the city a ways to see some friends, and what you can't tell by just driving along the highway is that there are ponds and streams and places where people have carved out dwelling spaces and people are growing food and have animals. It's really beautiful. The place we went to visit had a pond in the back. One of the things that was interesting, and this was 4 years ago, is the woman who lives there told me that that pond had dropped 4 to 5 feet in water level in the previous 5 years, and proceeded to explain to me that that whole area, that whole huge area, is like a giant watershed. There's a water table, and that that water is gradually being drained. And I asked her, where do you think it's going? And she just sort of laughed and pointed to the south. It's going to the United States. Oil has been the great non-renewable resource. But as we're moving out of the oil age, the scarcity of fresh water is becoming more and more of an issue. Canada holds 1/4 of the world's fresh water. And the western United States has a water shortage. So there is water being brought south surreptitiously because it's not supposed to be happening. But people in Canada have told me they do believe it's happening.
Eu sempre tive uma certeza que só me deu desilusão e que o amor é uma tristeza, muita magoa demais para coração. Água de beber, camará. Água de beber, camará. I'll never see another springtime. I'll never feel the summer sun unless you're there to share that springtime. And like the rain and the flower, our hearts are one. Água de beber, água de beber, camará. Água de beber, água de beber, camará. Eu quis amar, mas tive medo. É que salvar meu coração. Mas o amor sabe o segredo. O medo pode matar o teu coração. Água de beber, água de beber, camará. Água de beber, água de beber, camará. Água de beber, camará. Água de beber. Água de beber, camará. Água de beber. Água de beber, camará. Água de beber. Água de beber, 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 beber. Água de beber, camará. Água de beber. Água de beber, beber, beber. Água de beber, camará. Água de beber. Água de beber, camará, camará, camará. Água de beber, 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 beber. Água de beber, beber, beber. Água de beber, beber, camará, camará, camará. Água.
Another thing that's happening in northern Alberta is the giant tar sands project. One of my friends in Edmonton grew up on a cattle ranch in Peace River in northern Alberta, not way north, but quite a few hours north of Edmonton. And we went up there, just beautiful country, But there is this bitumen petroleum stuff in the soil in a whole area up there, and it's being dug up and mined and the bitumen removed and refined into oil, much of which is being sold to the United States for use by the Pentagon. This whole huge area is being absolutely despoiled and trashed in order to extract this very low-grade petroleum material. This is happening. The people that I know in Alberta oppose this, and there are activists actively opposing this, but it is happening, and it is part of the military-industrial complex.
Give to me my time and money, give to me my milk and honey, give to me my self-respect, golden chains around my neck, give to me my supermodel, corporate jet and champagne bottle, get me out there on the town, let me spread my wealth around. I could learn to love this life I lead, but just don't take away the things I need. Charm and wit, keep my body young and fit. Give to me my haute couture, give the world a cancer cure. Serve my breakfast al fresco, let the wine and liquor flow. I can search for truth some other time, but right now I just wanna get what's mine. Let the gangsters rule the streets while teachers try to make ends meet. All bleeding hearts, I don't patronize the arts. Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, right now.
I don't understand what it is you're trying to sell me, or what it is you're trying to tell me. You're trying to get me to show some compassion. Man, that's so out of fashion.
Give to me my Aspen winner. Sorry about the World Trade Center. I can't help the ones in need. I got my own mouth to feed. Give to me my Playboy channel. Some killer weed and sheets of flannel. Lay me down upon my bed with pleasant dreams to fill my head. Just look at what this world is coming to. There ain't one damn thing that I can do. I don't have a leg to stand on. I don't have a net to land on. I don't have the base of power. I don't have the extra hour. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Right now. Give to me my tax cut outsource. Build me my own private golf course. The Dixie Chicks can kiss my ass, but I still need that backstage pass. Give to me my NASDAQ numbers, Intel shells and E-Trade blunders, soldiers to defend my freedom, and a script for Valium if I need them. And give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me.
When I went up to Peace River with my friend to her family's ranch, we went back into the land where they have a dude ranch with no electricity, where they have guests come, and we did some preparing for the summer's guests. So beautiful, right on the river, cows grazing, incredible, incredible, beautiful, peaceful country. We went back to Edmonton from Peace River. I think we stayed a week or so in Edmonton, maybe two. I'm not sure. And then we headed on to British Columbia through Calgary. The first destination in British Columbia was Golden, where my sister-in-law's brother has a place. And he had invited me to pitch a camp on his land and hang out for a while. So that was the next stop. And I'll tell you more about that next time. Being back in Vermont now is pretty interesting. the drive across country really wiped me out, so I've been taking it pretty slow since I've been back, gradually making contact with people and pursuing some ideas about places to live. I've landed in an apartment owned by a friend of mine that she's allowing me to stay in very kindly right now. And next week I'll be going to look at a community a little ways north and east of here, where they have 200 acres, they've built an earthship, and they're looking for people to join them in living on that land. I'm really excited about that. One of the things I've realized coming back to Vermont after 4 years of not living here is that I've gone off and learned a lot of things and gained a bunch of skills and tools that I bring back with me so that I can make a life here that is more congruent than the way I lived here before, which was the whole, you know, working a lot of hours and having a lot of bills, and just don't want to do that again. And I went food shopping to the local food co-op in Montpelier, and I could not believe the prices. It is absolutely necessary to be growing food, absolutely necessary, because it's so expensive to buy it. Part of why I didn't move back to Vermont sooner, I felt that being out west around people who are doing forest defense and the kind of activism that seems to happen out west, I just felt like I needed to be closer to that, closer to those front lines. And I think I've realized that the front lines are really wherever I am. The front lines are wherever any of us are who are people engaged in actively making change. Our music today started out with Richard Schindel's song Spring, Ella Fitzgerald singing the Antonio Carlos Jobim composition Water to Drink, Agua de Bebe. We also heard from Rodney Crowell with the Obscenity Prayer. Bad Marsh and Shree gave us Mountain Path. And now we're going to listen to Buffy St. Marie, I'm Going Home.
I'm going home. Oh, I'm going home.
You've been listening to Stories from the Road with Baruch on WBKM.org.